Now I have Mary from irishjobs.ie. Good afternoon, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We're going to talk about a few vacancies that are out there for our listeners, but do you want to just remind the listeners what irishjobs.ie is all about?
Okay, irishjobs.ie is Ireland's number one recruitment website, so we post jobs for companies that are recruiting. We have a whole range of jobs in 26 industry sectors. Obviously, we have jobs from all around the country, but for your listeners, we're going to talk about the jobs that we have, specific 10, our 10 jobs for that we'd like to focus on for Dublin.
Okay, we'll go straight into that, so, because we've only got about 14 minutes left, so if you want to fire away, Mary.
Okay, so the first job we have up is with the Hermitage Clinic, Medical Clinic in Lucan, and it's for a healthcare assistant. And they're obviously looking for somebody with a qualification, so it's a QQI level qualification in healthcare. The next role is with Mercury Engineering, and they're based in Sandyford, and they're looking for an electrical estimator. Now, you need to have a minimum of 5 to 7 years experience in a similar role to apply for that job. Then we have changing sector, and we're moving into the legal end of things, and it's a legal executive role with the ESB. Now, that's based in East Wall in Dublin 3. And again, you'd need to have a minimum of 3 years experience in legal practice. And they're asking for people to have a good knowledge in Irish conveyancing law. So if that sounds like something you could do, then that role is on irishjobs.ie with the ESB. Then moving into the Dublin City Centre, into Dublin 2, we have a job with IBEC. And IBEC are looking for an HR executive with 1 to 2 years experience. And they're looking for people with experience in third-party industrial relations institutions. So if that's your background, that might be something you could look at. Moving back out now to near the airport and St. Margaret's and Keelings, the fruit and veg people are looking for a staff planner. So they're looking for somebody who can look at labour resource planning, so shifts and rotas. If you have experience in that area, then that would be a role for you. Then we have a job for a chef. It's a senior sous chef, and it's with ISS Facility Services. Now, they're based in City West, but the role itself is with one of their clients, one of their big clients, and it's out in Dunleary. And it's a senior sous chef, so you need to have previous experience in a similar role. And then right back into the city centre again, and this time it's with the Westbury, who are looking for a reservations agent. So you'd need a good telephone manner, I think that goes without saying, and great communication skills. But you also need to be able to use the reservations booking system. So if that's your background, then that might be something for you. And then moving to an IT role, and it's a six-month contract, and it's with the Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and they're looking for a front-end developer. So that would be a role. If you're looking for something in the city centre for a six-month contract in IT, that might be something to have a look at. And finally, our last job today is for a communications officer with Enable Ireland. And they're looking for someone with 2 years' experience in a similar role to apply for that one. And that's with Enable Ireland in Dublin as well. So a big range of jobs there. As always, we've got roles in over 26 sectors on the site. So always worth kind of coming on and having a look and seeing what we have for you.
Marie, that's great. That's just local jobs, and I think you said there was 10 jobs there.
Yeah. Well, they're the 10 we've picked for you, but obviously we've thousands of jobs available in Dublin.
Do you find that there's more?
We just thought we'd give a flavour of some of the roles that we have.
Do you find that there's more jobs out there now than previously?
Yeah, the job market is really strong at the moment. And now this time of year is almost a big pickup. Then after the summer, a lot of what we tend to see happen is a lot of people come back from their summer holidays, and now is the time they start to apply and look to move. So between now and Christmas is a really big time for job hunting. And then you start again, you have a little lull over Christmas, and then people hit the ground running again in January. So there are two big peaks for job hunting. But to be honest with you, the job market's come roaring back this year, so it's all been fairly active in terms of jobs.
That's great. And are CVs and all this still as important as ever, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing we always say to people with their CV is it's not the story of your life. It's a sales brochure.
Yeah.
And what you're, if you think of it, if you keep that at the top of your mind when you're writing it, you're selling your own skills and experience, then that should be the focus of your CV.
And would you say keep it short and sweet?
Yeah. You've got to think about the person reading the CV, and I would advise people to look at the job description, match your skills and experience to what you're seeing in the job description, and then keep it tight and keep it short, because people can be reading 120 or whatever, how many CVs they're seeing, and you want to kind of hit them right between the eyes as soon as you can and make a good impression.
Okay, listen, thank you very much, Maria, and as we said, that's only a taster of the jobs that are out there. And people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've thousands available in Dublin. It's well worth coming on and having a look.
And it's irishjobs.ie.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Mary, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. Very interesting, and it's great news for people out there who are looking for work.
So, it's a very good time to be looking for a job now.
Great. Thank you, Mary. And Johnny Holmes will be back next week. Thank you.